Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. Did you know that God can do much more than what we can imagine? Years ago, a man went into a shoe store in Boston and found a man selling shoes. He talked to this young man about Jesus Christ, and actually, the young man made a decision for Christ. The name of that young boy was Dwight L. Moody. Do you know the man who led Moody to Christ? I don't think most people do. His name was Kimball. God used Kimball to win Moody, but he used Moody to win a great multitude. Dr. Hamm writes about two young high school boys that attended one of his meetings. They thought everything he said was directed their way, so they decided to sit in the choir seats behind the minister so that he couldn't point at them. During the altar call, somebody came up and grabbed one of these young boys and said, "Don't you want to come up to the altar?" And he came. His name was Billy Graham. Nobody knows who that man was that was the altar worker that day that brought Billy to the altar, but everybody knows Billy Graham and what God did through Billy Graham, reaching thousands upon thousands to Christ. You know, Andrew won Peter and brought him to Jesus. Peter turned around and won 3,000 for Christ at Pentecost. Andrew probably didn't have the gifting to win multitudes, but he had the gifting to win Peter, the one. And God used Peter to win the thousands. You know, everything that we do for Christ is significant. And the Bible says in Zechariah 4 verse 10, "Don't despise small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." God wants to do great things beyond our imagination, but even the small steps are significant. So let the Lord use you in the small and the big steps. And always remember, Christ is the answer.